Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Igeres HaMoser by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Part 2. Hanizka v'ho'ikar b'shimash refuas ha'Torah le'tachlua he'eter. The most important and the main thing regarding using the healing abilities of the Torah for a person's yeter, who lilmod be'oz ve'ion omok heitev, is to learn with strength and great depth, dine ha'avera atma, the laws of the avera itself, ha'halacha in kol si'ifa, the halacha with all of its offshoots, ke'enenu ha'roos, because our eyes see, harbe me'ha'averos asher ha'odam nimna mehem b'teva, that there are so many averas that a person stays away from naturally, below yavor aleihem, and he won't violate them, af gam be'ez asher yilchatzenu l'zeh eze davar, even if something is pushing him in to do that, v'yeshnam averos chamuros me'elen, but they get more severe averos than those, and the same person will easily violate those averos. Derech Mashal, for example, chile godo me'achinu b'nei Yisrael, there's a great portion amongst the Jewish people, kemat rubam, kekulam, which is even majority of Klal Yisrael, almost all of them, lo yochul b'lein etelas edayim chalila, they won't eat without washing their hands, chas v'shalom. Af gam be'eis asher yiravu v'yitztoru harbe, even in a time when they're extremely hungry and they're inflicted, uv'loshen hara ha'chamuru b'nokel yavru leah, but with Lashon Hara, which is very strict, they easily go over it. Gam b'li taiva agdola, even without a great desire to do it. Ve'ato hinenu roim, but now we see, ki ikar hashmira mehaavira hirak lasos es hahergol hashimur hateva eitzel adam. The only way for a person to guard himself properly from an avira is to get him accustomed to and make this guarding of the aviras like a nature to him. Akein af im yisamit ha'odam halaza, even if this person works very hard, L'leches b'darchei ha'moser, to go in the ways of this discipline. Liga atzmo b'shmira m'lashon hara, to put effort in to save himself and guard himself from lashon hara. Im kol chushav v'rayonav kayos, with all his senses and all of his ideas and his mental capacity as is proper. B'chozos, with all of this, kol od shelo nischalif tivo v'hargelo, until he has changed around his nature and what he is accustomed to. To the point where he has no intrinsic natural desire to speak Lashon Hara, Yoser Yavro Benokel al Lashon Hara, it will be much easier for him to violate Lashon Hara, Measher Yocho Bulin Netilas Edayim Chalila, over having not washed Netilas Edayim for eating, Chas V'Shalom. Bechin Hu Ha'inyin Bechol Minei Averos, and this is the truth regarding all the types of Averos. Hakol lefi ha'odam, everything is dependent on that particular person, ve'azman, and the time period, v'hamachoz, and his place. Ki gam lo kol ha'machoz o'shavaz b'zeh, because not all places are equal when it comes to this. Ki mischalfim b'inyonam, every place has its own things that it needs to work on. Kol machoz yesh lo averos acheros, every area has its own types of averos, asher yeshomer etzlam b'nokel, that they guard very easily, u'muruchem lehem b'teva, and they are distant from them naturally. Vizos halo yadua, and this isn't it known, ki hishtanus hateva tulad, that changing of nature will come about, rak milimud v'herlo rav, only from learning and a lot of accustoming himself. Ulechein hayasod ha'ikri v'ha'amud hanachon, therefore the main foundation, and the pillar that is proper, lehochin es atmo l'shmira meha'averos, in order for a person to guard himself from doing averos, v'asiyas ha'mitzvos, and to do the mitzvos, hu rak halimud harav, is extreme amounts of learning about it, the halacha zu hanogas la'avera zu, with the halachos, with the laws that apply to this particular avera, or the mitzvah zu, or to this particular mitzvah, uvefrat be'iyun hadak heitev, and specifically to looking into it on a very deep level. Ki zeh halimud osa kinyan chazak b'nefesh, because when a person delves into it on a very deep level, that as an acquisition within his soul for that thing that he learned. Lios ha'avera meruchakas mimenu b'teva, that sin will become distanced from him as part of his nature. Kedoma, as an example, b'mechozoseinu elu, in our places where we live, t'ilo lehe lokel baruch Hashem, yisuei nevelos utrefos v'domehem, the iser of eating non-kosher foods, and similar averas to that, mudboim b'nefesh ha'yisraeli, is ingrained in the nature of the soul of all Klal Yisrael. That not one person needs to force his nature and his desires to distance himself from them, because those would be strange for him to do. Wouldn't it not even come onto the mind of any person who sells kosher meat, lehisrafos milidrash eish lahamor atzedek, that he will be neglect in going and searching after the advice of somebody who could pass in the halachas for him, v'matzo shum davar sheyesh bo chashash treifos ve'evar mapnimim, and any time that he will find something that might be an issue of being treif in one of the internal organs. Even in situations where that might cause him to have a big loss, and nobody else would have known besides him, yet he has the fear of Hashem on him, in his nature of hergilo and in what he's accustomed to. His attitude becomes that chas v'shalom he should be able to do something so bad to make fellow members of Klal Yisrael violate the sin. However, ba'avonoseinu harabim, in our many averos, in our many sins, when it comes to our business dealings, it's the exact opposite. Most people won't seek out advice on concerns about theft or taking other people's money on their own. Before his friend will even make a claim on him. And even afterwards, if a person makes a claim against him, he'll try many different strategies and plans to be deceitful and to play tricks to try to get out of it. But in the Torah, aren't they all equal? This is an Isser. Both eating treif and both stealing are both the same Isurim in the Torah, according to the Torah and its laws. The Pasuk says that meat that is in the field that is a treifa, that is torn up, you're not allowed to eat it. The Pasuk says, you can't eat any nevela. You shouldn't financially oppress your fellow Jew. You can't steal v'domeim and similar esurim. And just like it's ingrained in the nature and the souls of all Klal Yisrael, shakomine treifos shavim esol, that all treif foods are equal to him. V'chol asher yora hamora ki hu treifa meruchak etzlo, and anything that the Rav will tell him that it's treif, he'll stay away from it. V'chator yaten, he'll follow what the Torah says. Came by mammon, so too by monetary things. Halo kol masha al pi haTorah shayech lechavero havegezel. Is it not that everything that the Torah says belongs to your friend is considered theft? Va'over below sigzel, and you're violating the iser of lo sigzel, of not stealing. Va'nachnu roim, and we see shebavanoseinu harabin, that in our immense sins, afilu halomdim, even the people who learn, ukimat him hayireim, and the people who even fear Hashem, einam nizhorim kiyos, they're not properly adhering and cautious with this iser, asher yom hakipurim v'gam hamisa inem mechaprim ola, that even Yom Kippur and the day of death doesn't atone a person for this sin. Achein, however, im yosim ha'odam libo v'nafsho, but if a person places his heart and his soul, lilmud ha'halochas ha'shaychas l'mamon b'iyun, to learn the halochas that have to do with monetary laws in depth, gemara, to learn the gemara, uposkim, and the different poskim on it, ish lefi yarko, each person according to his abilities, and particularly if the focus is on to understand what is prohibited and what is permitted, to know how to guard himself from theft, even if he won't be able to uphold it in the beginning, because he has a great desire and urge to do that. And there's also something that's very distant from the customs of society. But a person has to put the strength in to enroot this within himself slowly and surely. Kinyan Rav Benefesh, a great acquisition within a person's soul. Adasher Ye Yeshavah Be'enov, that to the point where it becomes equal in his eyes, Shelos Eser Beheter, Veshelos Ashayichim Lamaman. The questions about things that are Aser and Motor, and the questions that are regarding money. Ki Im Ha'odam Nechshol Rachman Alaslan Ba'Avera, because if a person does stumble and becomes pray to an avera, chas v'shalom, asher ein ha'olam regilim ba, that the people in the world are not accustomed to, kamo b'niyo v'chayose, like adultery and similar things like that, kama amorim zal mi'utun ba'arayos, like Chazal say, a very few amount of people do illicit relations. V'tokfa alav Yitzro, and his Yitzhahara took the best of him, shenaz esaloke heter rachman alasan, that it became in his eyes as if it's allowed, chas v'shalom, ikir rufu, also the main way for him to heal himself is, besides contemplation about fearing Hashem and the proper discipline, me'agodos u'midrashe chazal, from agaratos and from midrashim of chazal, the sifrei musar hasheyachim lezeh, and the different sfarim of musar that are written and applied to this, hu limud ha'halachos hasheyachos lezeh be'iyun, again, is the learning these halachos that apply to this matter in depth. ubefrat al menas lasos, with the condition to be able to fulfill them. Zos titen pirya la'at la'at, this will bear fruit, slowly and slowly. Law says, oz benefesh, to give strength to a person's soul, li'yishomer ma'at misha'ol tachtis, to guard a person from falling into the depths of the grave, v'chol apochos, and at least, mi'lasas es ha'avera b'bechinas la'aches, and at least it will withhold the person from doing the avera in a way of going against Hashem, as in a rebellious way. Ad asher tuchal teis kocha, until the point where he'd be able to put his strength through delving into these halachos that are applied to these averos that he is accustomed to, lignos teva acher, to acquire for himself another nature, lebaliale aliv, in order for it not to come onto his heart, lavar alehem, to violate them, kam im yichbar hadavar, even if it would be very difficult for him. Rav Yisrael Salanter has a footnote on this, and he explains on this last point that we mentioned, that at first a person has to guard that which his Yetzer Hara doesn't push him to. Like the Gemara in Chulin says on Daf Dalet, somebody who rebels against the Kadosh Baruch Hu out of desires. The chametz that was in his possession over Pesach, that he violated the Isra Bal Yeroah, machlifa achra Pesach lahakal Isra, that even though it's also behana, after Pesach, he will switch it with a Gai's chametz, and therefore it will lighten up his Isser, that he won't be, doesn't feel like he's doing such an Isser anymore. Kepir Rashi Sham, like Rashi over there says, is Samchinan al Zeh, and we rely on this, Devadi Osaki, that we can rely on the fact that he probably did this, and therefore his chametz is considered chametz that was bought from, exchanged by a Gai. Ve'ech lo bosh ulavavenu bal yimas kamayim. How can we not be embarrassed and our hearts melt like water? When we see the lowliness of our souls, neged doros harishonim, compared to the earlier generations. Shehamur lefnim, the earlier generations of somebody who was anti-religion, asher hechazik chametz v'pesach v'beiso, that he had chametz in his house over Pesach, hoysed lo k'nia tibetz, he had a natural bend, lehokeli suru behadovarhu, to try to lighten off the iser from him, b'meshe ein lo taiva, in something that he doesn't really have a desire for. Ubidorosenu babinosenu harabim, and in our generations with our immense amounts of sin, anachnu noflim begeder lahachis, we fall in the category of people who do it despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'averos asher hurgalnu, in averos that we become regulated in. Lo nosim lev lahachlif tavosenu behen lahakel iser. We don't even pay attention to even think about wanting to lighten our iser through any iser that we get through our taiva, through our desires. Ubidorosenu rabba kedin mumer lahachis rochanu latzan. And our evil is even greater, and it's as if we are rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu just to spite him, not for our own personal desires. And we see that even in the laws itself, we have changed nowadays. Like the Bach writes in Yeradeya, Simen Beis, Sifkat and Beis, Vizel Lashonim, this is what the Bach says, Mumar Ochol Nevelos Atiyavon, somebody who rebels against the Kadosh Baruch Hu and he eats trey food, Nevelos, L'te'ovon, for his desires. The nira da achshav bizmanenu misha who choshed le'achol nevelos l'te'ovon. He says that nowadays, that somebody who is suspect to eat trey food for his own desires, ein ochle memenu shum dover meichel. You can't eat any food from him. Sheyesh lochesh bo chash iser l'shum dover shebekdusha. You have to be suspect that there might be any iser in anything that is in the realm of kedusha, ratzol lomar, meaning to say, shechoshu hu lasos af shelo l'te'ovon. Meaning now he becomes suspect to do things even not for his own personal desires. Even though all we saw with our own eyes is that he will eat food that is treif for his own desire. All the more so, that all the more so you shouldn't give him a knife that even if it was checked to do shchita and eat from his shchita, which technically is mutter based on the Gemara. Somebody who does this is considered a mumer, is considered rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu for all regards. Back to the regular Sefer, he says, and the Torah that has the cure for the Yetzahara, there's another aspect of spirituality, that a person's intellect and his senses nilu lahakir sibasa, struggle to recognize its cause. Who Maimer Chazal, which is what Chazal say in Sota Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, Torah be'idna da'asik ba matzla. Torah, at the time that a person is toiling in it, It saves him. Ve'ein chiluk be'eze divrei Torah sheyiyu isko, and it doesn't make a difference which part of Torah he is involved with. Tatzileinu mechit, it will save him from doing averos, from doing sin. Im yasuk be'inyan shor shenagach as a part of echayotze, if a person delves into the matters of an ox that gores a cow and similar things to that, tatzileinu gam miloshen hara vechayotze, that could even save him from speaking loshen hara and other similar averos. Hagam ki enam sheyachim zelaza, even if they don't have one to do with the other. Rak ruchnius haTorah tishmenu, the spirituality of Torah will protect him. Vehine, and behold, in nashkif ba'ayin choderes, if we look with a very sharp eye, nira ki tachmulosenu the merkaz refuas hayetzahara, we will see that the strategies and ways to focus in this healing of the yetzahara, hema rak bebechina hagashmis, is specifically within the realm of the physicality. Hu yizbonernos hayira v'limer halachas kanal. The way to fix that is through contemplating fear of Hashem and learning the halachas like we have mentioned before. Kerafua hashnia, because the second type of a healing, hibichina haruchnis, which is the spiritual type of a healing, ba'amimil, that will come on its own. Malkein tikra rafua mikris, and therefore it is called a happenstance rafua. It just happens on its own. Ki mitzvahs limud haTorah, the mitzvah of learning Torah, hi mitzvahs haseh bifnei atma, is its own mitzvahs haseh. Tluya begidra hamavur behilchas Talmud Torah, and it has its own qualifications and rules, as it is explained in the halachas of Talmud Torah. Eichle he's noigbon neged enei haolam, how to conduct oneself in that mitzvah in contrast to things of this world. Ein nafkamina behanagosa, there's no difference in how a person has to conduct himself with that. Eich yitzro shal odom is gabralov, how a person's yitzahara can try to overcome him. Im ma'at b'imharbe, whether it's a lot or a little. The ha'odam tzorech lumod tamid l'kayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah karoi. A person always has to constantly be learning to fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah appropriately. Gamim ein yitzrum is gaber olav, even if his yitzahara is not overwhelming him. Ve'en biyodo lumod yosim yichiyuvo, or if he doesn't have the ability to learn more than his obligated amount of time. Because l'kayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah, when a person fulfills the mitzvah of learning Torah karoi appropriately, me'mele nimsheches rufu asa haruchnes yitzro, automatically the healing of his yetzahara in a spiritual way will have an effect in whatever aspect it would be. Achin bechina hagashmis, but the physical understanding of it, he ha'izbonernos beyiras Hashem v'limer ha'alachos, is the way of learning about and delving into and contemplating fearing Hashem and learning the halachos. He refuah atzmis, that is the main refuah. Ha'odam tzarech lehis noig ba kederach refuas choli aguf, and a person has to conduct himself with these as if it's a healing of the physical body itself. I show the fi erech hamachla kein erech harafua bekamos veichos, because according to the what type of ailment it is, how severe the illness is, so too is the severity of the healing in which he has to put in the quantity and quality. Kein mecholei hanefesh, so too with the illness of a person's soul, harafua halazu tis yaseid lefi erech hamachla. This cure that we are talking about has to be established according to the severity of the illness itself. Kol od asher yitzro yiskof alav, as long as a person's yitzahara, his evil inclination, will overpower him, kein ha'achreach lehosif behizbonernos hayira v'limer ha'alochos kanal, so too he has to push himself to increase his level of contemplation of fearing Hashem and learning the halachos, like we have mentioned before. V'im lo yishtamish b'refuah hagashmes, and if a person doesn't use this physical type of healing of himself, so too the spiritual healing, which is through learning Torah, won't be able to put its strength into conquering and healing the Yetzahara, the evil inclination that is spiritual. Just like the physical makeup of a person's health, which through its motions is something that comes from the nefesh, from a person, the neshama, for his soul to function in this world, it's dependent on his physicality being healthy. Behine ha'oyev ha'orev adam, the enemy that ambushes a person, who ha'yetzahara, which is the evil inclination, ha'poel bo losum libo la'aven, who works on him to try to turn his heart into stone, le'bal yargish es chatov ha'atumim, to not be able to feel the sins, the great sins that he does, le'bal yirech esrono, to not see what he is lacking, v'odav bal ta'asena, Toshia lehizbonabira Hashem, and that his hands not come to do what will save him by thinking into and contemplating fearing Hashem, levakesh refuas ha'tala, and to find good ways to heal himself, hirafua ha'gashmes, which is through this physical mode of healing oneself. Lozos Yosim Ha'odum Alibo, this a person should put to his heart. Lazakos Hasarabim, to be merit to the many. Laorum, to awaken them. Lehizbonunos Hayir Vahamusr, to contemplate fearing Hashem and the proper discipline through Musr. Ki Ene Ha'odum Pekuchos Alachirim, a person's eyes are opened up to see what other people do. Ladas Olahakir Chesinoseim, to understand and to recognize what they're lacking. Bechinitzrochim Hemel Lemusr Ha'amarbe, and to recognize that they need a lot of discipline, a lot of musr. Ken yachzik b'chol oz b'limud hamusari, so to a person should strengthen himself in learning things of musr. Laman yeshotetu bo rabim, in order to help many people, the rabim, the public. V'tar be'yiras Hashem, and that will increase the fear of Hashem. Uzchus harabim t'yetluya bo, and the merit of the public, the masses, will be dependent on him. U'memela la'at la'at, and slowly, slowly, limud hamusar yadrichehu b'nasif hatzadek, learning of this musr will guide him in the just and right path. V'hirafua gashmis v'gam ruchnis, and this will lead to the physical and spiritual healing. K'maymer Chazal, like Chazal say, in Yoma Peizayin on the base, kol hamazakas harabim ain't chit bo al yado. Somebody who brings merit to the rabbim, to the public, no sin will come through his hands. Uma ma'od tegadol mitzvah halazu be'enei ha'odam, and how much greater will this mitzvah become great in the eyes of all people? Losum libo v'nafsho, to put his heart and his soul. L'hadrich b'nei odom l'limud ha-musr, to guide people to learn musr. L'hatzel nafsho mishol tachtis, and for them to save their souls from the depths of the grave. U'chemaymer razal, like Chazal say, in Shabbos kuf nun aleph on the base, kol ha-merachim al-abrios, merachim al-alav min ha-shamayim. People who have mercy on other creations, they'll have rachimim, they'll have mercy on him from shamayim. And there's no greater mercy a person could have on other people is to rather than to awaken them from mentioning to them and awakening their hearts to learn about Yiras Hashem, fearing Hashem. Because then with their own eyes they'll see, and their ears will hear, and their hearts will understand Godol Hamach Shela Asher Lifneim, the great stumbling blocks that are in front of them. And they will give out a sigh for the end that they're going to come for. When they come to the day that they return to Hashem, their Creator, in order for that to give them the impetus to stay away from the bad that they're doing and to start doing good, whether it be a little or a lot. Somebody who awakens people to this, he will have a good portion in this and everything that will come out of that. To enjoy the ultimate pleasures that are eternal, that nobody has laid their eyes upon it. The human mind struggles and it's difficult for it to totally enwrap and understand the quality and quantity of mitzvahs harabim, of helping the public do the mitzvahs properly. Asher tluya l'ha'odam, that which a person gains from this, midover ha'nikla ha'lazeh, from something light like this, ha'oma ma'at, the effort is very little, v'haschar maharbe, but the reward is very great, v'ein erach v'shir, beyond our ability to value and measure it. L'zos yosim ha'odam eino, this is what a person should put his eyes to, v'koach sechlo, and the power of his intellect, l'ha'dover ha'godol hazeh, to this great thing, in bal nefeshu, if he is a master of his soul.